Hello, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh.
And you're listening to Atomicast.
Oh, honey.
With your host, Tim and Shay.
Oh, honey, please. Oh, honey, please don't.
What's happening, everybody?
Oh, you know, good stuff. Oh,
honey. What kind of good stuff, Shay?
I wish that Arnold would have done that noise.
Yeah, I think he's grown out of that phase. When I was asking him to record that intro for me, yeah, he said that he just, you know, that get to the choppa stuff, like the stuff that he's known for. He just
I don't care about the get to the choppa. I care about the Do you know the noise I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
I can't even.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah. I also like the who is your daddy
and what does he do?
Yeah.
get down,
Shay.
Yes.
Email.
You can email the show at atomicast1@gmail.com.
Call the voicemail, 832-819-3867. That's 832-819.
Dump.
Social media stuff.
Atomicast.com.
Yeah, we are live, sort of.
We're live on Wednesday nights at 9 Central.
Yes, on radio.atomicast.com. Also on radiovegas.rocks. RadioVegas.rocks.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. RadioVegas.rocks.
Yeah.
You forgive me, because that's new.
Yeah.
And so we haven't pimped it as much.
I wasn't staring at you like you were wrong. I was staring at you like I was thinking about it.
Yeah. And you're the one that's normally on top of the shit like that.
Yeah.
We're also on More Like Radio.
Yes.
And Drunken Zombie Podcasting Network.
Yes.
We're all up in this shit.
Yeah. We're everywhere.
As usual. How was your week, Shay?
It's been a good week, Tim. Very relaxing, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah. Nothing too big happened. I had to go over to my dad's house this weekend and to help him take down a basketball hoop.
Fun.
Which, yeah, I was expecting like sledgehammers and axes and just to go all crazy manly with
it.
Just
was a socket wrench?
No, it's fucking 17 years old. Everything was rusted over, so we just had to get a saw out and saw the thing down.
Oh, good old hacksaw.
And then we had to take the 400 pounds of sand out of the base of the damn thing.
That's right. I keep forgetting that it's like that old school style one.
Yeah.
Like the rolled around type.
Mm-hmm.
I picture it as like bolted onto the garage or something.
Nope.
But like when you see in the sitcoms.
Yeah. Nope. Nothing like that. Which is probably a good thing because we probably would have smashed a lot more windows.
Dude, I should have talked to you. I should have kept that sand for the sandbox I'm going to build this summer.
Oh, damn.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
I blame you for that.
Well,
you're not watching out for your spaghetti child, Shay. How's that feel?
Well, I didn't know you wanted sand.
How's that feel that you're such a shitty spaghetti father?
I'm not, though.
You should have offered.
Why the fuck would I offer you sand?
For a sandbox.
Yeah, I wouldn't know that.
For my child.
Yeah, well, you don't do much for your child, so I didn't think you would actually
almost
do
nothing.
This. Yeah.
Almost nothing.
That just sounds like something you say you're going to do that you'll never do. Because that's the type of dad that you are.
That's true. I'm a bad dad. Totally awful father. Yeah. Not really.
Other than that, my week's been pretty good.
Yeah.
Watched your kid Friday.
That's right. We had a date night.
Yep. Yeah.
And we had another date night on Sunday.
Yeah.
Man, date nighting it up.
Oh, yeah.
Getting some daddy-mommy time.
Yeah. How was
mommy daddy time.
Oh,
you know it.
I deleted the porn sound on my,
good.
On my iPad.
Good. I'm glad.
No,
that would have made for an awkward conversation right now.
I always keep forgetting to put it back on there.
Yeah.
How was your week, Timbo?
Good. It was about the same. Nothing actually to report at all. I spent one full day doing the marvelous floors that you see in my bar right now as we're sitting in my bar.
They're shiny.
With brand new flooring.
They're shiny.
Not really brand new. Old, yet renovated flooring.
Yeah. That looks good.
And then on Sunday, we took a trip down to my wife's hometown and rode a trolley. My kid is into Daniel Tiger, and there's a trolley in Daniel Tiger.
Oh,
so there's a trolley that goes around my wife's hometown.
Oh, man.
Drove a trolley around.
A trolley used to go through Peoria.
Yeah, we used to have a couple of trolleys.
Yeah.
I was telling Hill that on the way there.
Yeah.
And then I think the trolleys were converted into city buses.
Mm-hmm.
And then now I think they're just totally decommissioned.
Yeah, completely.
I saw one, even this was 5 years ago, I saw one as like a turned into a party bus.
Oh, really?
Some like, you know, limo company or something had bought them and turned them into a party bus of some variety.
Sure.
And it looked like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But that's Peoria just can't hold on to nice things, I guess.
Well, and that's the whole downtown area is so small. I mean, you could easily just walk anywhere to any one of those bars. It might be a 10-minute walk, but you'd make it there quickly.
It was for the novelty of it. And I think it was it would also show you like the historical districts and stuff, because Peoria does have some cool historical
areas.
So yep. I think the idea was that it was a little bit of a tour.
Yeah.
Even for locals, but whatever.
Whatever. Didn't succeed.
Do you hear we're getting the birds chirping?
Oh,
I think the mic's picking that up.
Oh, I can hear it, yeah.
Because we're almost outside. We're recording this while it's light out, which is a strange thing.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of bats and owls, we get little birds, pleasant little birds tweeting in the background.
Oh, man. God, this just...
That's nice.
Get this nice soft jazz in there and get the birds behind you.
Oh, it's beautiful, isn't it?
Oh, dude.
Perfect night to...
What a fucking day.
It's a perfect night to throw back a couple bottles of water. Shay, you boring asshole.
You know, it's just...
You were going to start drinking tonight.
I was going to, but then I just didn't. Like, I didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
Until I was, like, pulling in your driveway. It's like, oh. Like, I just grabbed a bottle of water and I was just going like that.
I've got a couple of the old beers, and if you're jonesing for one...
I'm not at all. I'm just really not. I just don't care to drink.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. Yeah. You turned a corner, Shay. You turned a corner and you turned a new leaf.
I still wake up groggy as shit, though.
Did you turn anything else?
No. My penis is just... It goes a little right, and that's just... It's twisted a little bit to the right.
That's all
right. That's just the way it's going to be.
A corner and a new leaf, that's enough turning for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was going to have a drink, and then I've just been too fat. I've just been full of self-loathing this last week or two, and I'm just over it.
Fair enough.
I got to not eat. Yeah, my diet is really just like, I feel like I'm eating well, Shay.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm doing all right, but I'm either not losing or gaining. It's 249 as of this morning. It's bullshit. I hate myself.
You're almost down to like 246. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. And I had one or two bad meals. I didn't have 3 pounds worth of bad meals.
Right.
So I don't know what's going on.
Because
I've been eating pretty well. I've been getting exercise. Yeah, it really does suck. Because I wanted like some big gains to help myself keep going.
Uh-huh.
Right now I'm down 6 pounds. It's taking me like 2 months to do it. It's fucking stupid. So now I'm just, I kept saying I'm not going to starve myself. And now I'm like, I'm going to starve myself.
Yeah.
I got to get something, man. I got to get something going.
Go running more.
Yeah.
Okay. I know.
Okay. No problem, Shay. I'll just fucking do that right now. You fucking asshole.
Why am I an asshole for suggesting that?
I don't know. Just because you are.
You go on walks, just turn them into runs.
I know.
If you really want to lose weight, don't starve yourself. Just go burn more calories.
Meh.
Hey, man, you're the one that has to suffer through it, not me.
You lose weight in the kitchen, not in the gym. That's
you don't get all weird and saggy looking when you lose the weight.
Well, yeah. I know what you're saying, but I don't think that's a problem for me. I don't think that's a concern.
Yeah, I feel like it would be for me. If I just drop the weight real quick without doing shit.
Yeah,
I would just look weird and saggy.
That's because you don't have the huge muscles that I have—the enormous muscle tone.
That's true.
And power in your
that probably does
body.
Like, tighten your skin up quite a bit.
The muscle?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it does because it's
raised
takes
up
room without being fat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Simple math, Shay.
Huh.
Easy peasy.
Look at that. We figure some shit out.
Exactly. We're helping people even before our advice column segment. We're helping people.
Do. That's all we fucking do.
That's
all
true.
We do is help people.
That's true. Except
all day and night.
That's, well, now I think you might be stretching it. No. You got a quiz, Shay? Let's do it up.
Oh, I do. Okay. So this is going to take a minute to set up. Okay. So I'm just going to, here's what the quiz is. So you've heard of the...
No, I haven't.
Shut the fuck up. You're a dick tonight.
Then yes, I have.
Of the app Jammer.
Mm. Is that the one where it repeats back to you what you're saying like a few seconds later? Yeah, I've heard of it. I've never tried it.
Okay, so we're gonna try that.
Oh,
so
shit. How are we going to do this?
Okay. So I have a couple of options because I'm not really sure what the best way to do it is.
Okay.
We can either you can plug into this, and I'll ask you a question.
Okay.
And you have to answer me.
Okay.
Okay, and they're like historical trivia questions.
Okay.
Or I can wear it, I can use it, and ask you the questions and have you try to decipher it.
Let's do, how many questions do you have?
12.
Let's do 6 and 6.
Okay.
How do I plug into it?
Just with your headphones here. And you'll still be able to hear me talk.
Okay.
Yeah, so unplug your headphones from the board.
All right. All right, I'm unplugged.
Okay. Plug it in here.
All right.
So now, come on, baby. There we go.
All right, this is going to be something.
It is. Wait, what?
What's going on, Shay? Oh. Are you fucking it up? Are you unprepared for our segment?
No.
Okay.
I'm not unprepared for our segment one bit.
Uh-oh. I don't like this already.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's.
You are also repeating back a split second.
So that's half of what's going to make this game fun.
Okay.
All right. So you can hear me, correct?
I can.
Okay. So, oh man, I can hear that too. All right. So here we go, Timmy.
Okay.
All right. Question number one. World War II began in which year?
1942. 1939.
You were yelling that with force.
I'm trying to say it fast enough so that the jammer doesn't kick in.
Well, what if you can't? I'm just going to start doing that. Just keep talking and you have to talk over me.
Okay.
Okay. Adolf Hitler was born in what country, Tim Wasson? He was born in what country? What country was Hitler born in?
Well, I don't think he was born in Germany because that would be too obvious. I'm going to go Austria. Does it sound really bad?
It sounds kind of funny.
Is it Austria?
Yes. It's Austria.
Okay. What year did World War II start?
1939.
All right. That was my second guess. Does this sound really bad?
You were just yelling so loud.
Oh.
Look at that. Okay. John F. Kennedy was assassinated in what city?
Texas.
What city?
Dallas.
Yeah, that's correct. Who fought in the War of 1812? Who fought in the War of 1812?
Oh, Jesus. This is embarrassing. France.
And?
And the United States.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Holy shit. I really can't believe that.
Yeah, I'm surprised too. Who perfected the light bulb? The light bulb, Tim. Who perfected the light bulb?
Edison.
Yeah, that's correct.
Right. Is that six?
Yeah, that's six.
Is it time for you to do it now?
Yeah, sure.
All right, let's switch it up.
God, you're just yelling so...
Well, it got hard. It did get difficult to...
Did it?
So I tried to kind of say my answers quickly.
Okay.
I don't know how well that did.
Well, hopefully this is better.
Give me the questions. Well, shit, you know the answers.
Well, I'm going to read the questions to you.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
And you're going to have to try to... decipher them.
All right.
Oh, that's going to be fun. Very strange. All right. Are you ready? Question number one.
Mm-hmm.
American involvement in the Korean War took place in which decade?
The 50s.
That is correct.
Yes. Nailed it.
The Battle of Hastings... in 1066, was fought in which country?
Jesus. I don't know. I actually don't know that one. The Battle of Hastings?
France, Russia, or England?
France.
No.
No. Oh, England.
England, you fucking moron.
Did you know that one before you
wrote
it down?
Yes, I did.
Oh.
I got 12 out of 12 on this quiz.
I don't believe you. There's no way that you're right.
No, I was.
No, I don't believe it.
The first successful printing press was developed by Johannes Gutenberg.
Yep, that one.
Oh, that's your answer?
Yeah, Gutenberg.
Yeah, that's correct. I'm not doing very good on this one. Okay. The disease that ravaged and killed a third of European population in the 14th century is known as...
The Black Plague.
Yes.
Nailed it.
The Khmer Rouge was a regime ruling in this nation in the 20th century.
I didn't get that one at all. Let's try that again.
Oh, my God. Really? Okay. The Khmer Rouge was a regime ruling this nation in the 20th century.
The what regime? Say it again. The what regime?
Khmer Rouge.
I heard the word rouge, so I'm going to go France.
The answer is Cambodia.
Okay, there's... Okay. Fair enough.
Two more. This is really hard.
Yeah.
The Hundred Years' Wars was fought between what two countries?
I have no idea.
All right.
Not a clue.
Who was the first...
Can you tell me the answer to that one?
What?
Who was the Hundred Years' War between?
France and England.
Okay.
Who was the first Western explorer to reach China?
The first Western explorer to reach China?
Yes.
I don't know.
Come on, you should know that one.
I don't know.
Marco Polo.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I should have known that one.
You fucking idiot.
I should have known that one.
Wow. Okay. That was,
are you glad to be disconnected?
Yes.
I'm curious to see how I'll sound. You sounded like a retarded person.
You sounded pretty normal. You were just screaming.
Because I was trying to get over the audio, and I was trying to talk quickly enough that it wouldn't...
Well, that's half the fun, dipshit.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to have fun. I was trying to not look
I'll
stupid.
Be interested to see if that sounded good or if that was just the dumbest thing we've ever fucking done.
Probably a little of both.
Yeah.
I'm going to mix up the format a little bit here, Shay.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's play a song. Song break. Because my dog is barking, my wife is requesting that I get the dog and bring it outside. So, yikes. What was that? Why'd you do that?
That was a complete accident.
So let's play the song break, if you don't mind. Who's it by? What is it?
It is by a band called Moon Lounger, and mm-hmm. It's an AC/DC cover of You Shook Me All Night Long.
All right.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Good old AC/DC.
Yeah,
I like that. That was mellow.
Yeah,
I'm into the mellow stuff.
It was a very nice and mellow little song there.
Yeah,
it's a good acoustic cover of a very metal song.
Yeah, I liked it.
I did too.
So Shay,
yes,
we are way off our schedule.
Yeah, this whole I'm way messed up here.
Yeah, so we normally do the contact information.
Yeah,
skip that shit.
Okay,
let's do this mystery thing that I got.
Yeah,
it's been a while.
Yeah,
since we've done a little unsolved mysteries here on Atomicast.
I like these too.
But it's time to solve some mysteries,
dude.
Or not?
Can I solve this mystery?
Yeah, which mystery is that?
This one.
The one that I'm about to cover?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I can't.
No.
Okay.
Well, yes, I actually have two unsolved mysteries.
Uh huh.
My third one, I'm solving a mystery.
Oh, you are.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Oh yeah, dude.
Okay.
So get ready.
Oh,
this is
wow.
Some good shit.
Okay, I'm excited
this
now.
This is some good shit. But, all right, I got to turn myself down a little bit more.
Yeah.
So, I guess I don't know where to start with this. Let's start with, let's see. I got to get my bearings straight here, Shay.
Come
sorry.
On.
I'm juggling a couple devices here.
Come on.
To bring you the best unsolved mystery experience I can bring you.
Well, you're not doing a very good job, if I do say so myself.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
So, Shay, have you heard of the Backward Music Station?
No, I have not.
Okay. Well, let's do something. Let's cut this off. I'm going to play a little bit of music from this.
Oh, God. Is this going to creep me out like that one?
Dude, both of these first two are going to scare the shit out of you.
Okay, I like it.
All right. So, this is called... holy shit, that sounds awful. Let's turn that down a little bit more. This is called the Backwards Music Station. It's also sometimes called the Whale Song. It doesn't actually play backwards music. It just kind of sounds like it. That's kind of how it got its name.
Sounds like feedback in reverse.
It does, but it's not.
Huh.
People have studied this from all over the world, trying to figure out what it is exactly. Nobody can really tell, but they do know it is not feedback. It's not anything sort of machine-generated. This is from them studying it very purposefully encoded something. They don't really know.
And where's it coming from?
All sorts of different places.
I don't understand that.
I know, it's weird, right? So let me just read part of this to you.
Okay.
It's a high-pitched grinding with some banging thrown in. The video was said to be recorded in 2004. Some people claim that the signal has since gone dormant, but others say that the signal has been recorded as recently as September of 2009. No voice interruptions have ever been heard. It's just a noise, similar to the noise you're hearing now, but it goes for hours and hours, days at a time. A noise that may be an encrypted message of world domination, or maybe not. People have put in quite a bit of effort trying to figure out what the fuck it is. So there's like this graph. It doesn't mean anything to me because I don't know much about audio. Uh-huh. But I guess the graph shows that it is actually encoded by a human being in a purposeful way. It's not just sort of randomized.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know anything about what I'm looking at, but that's what I'm reading about it.
Okay.
It appears on more than one frequency from within the United States, as well as other parts of Europe. They are similar to those used by the Navy, but the Navy claims no. They don't participate in this, is what they say. Is it a heavily encrypted signal to communicate with spies? If it's a noise deliberately made by someone somewhere, then would there not be someone on the other end with the know-how to make sense of it? So you got to figure they're encoding a message. It's got to be decoded somewhere. Maybe, in theory. Is this creeping you out or just hurting your brain?
No, I just don't like it. It creeps me out.
Yeah. Remember that behind every broadcast signal, there's equipment, electricity, and expense on someone's part, so it must be for a reason, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd think.
So that's creepy as shit.
Is that the whole mystery?
That's it, yeah.
Okay, so I do just real quick want to branch off on this real fast.
You covered something similar. Is that what you're going to talk about?
No. Oh. This is just a weird fucking thought I had the other day.
Okay.
So there's these theories out there. That like we're a hologram. That's what I was going for. That there's everything
like
here.
The Matrix.
Yeah, and you know, and there's multiple universes and blah 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 and all this other shit. But we could just be a hologram or a computer simulation.
Yeah.
And like I got to thinking, I was like, what if we're a computer simulation? Like, what are they trying to solve? And what happens when we solve it? Like, what happens if like one day I just randomly have this weird fucking thought?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, like, that's it. The fucking computer did its job. That thought had been, that's all they were looking for. That this whole
simulation.
They need
to be unplugged from the Matrix, dude.
I know. And all of a sudden, we could just be gone.
No.
And this signal, it reminds me of that, just because it's like, what is it? Where is it? It freaks me out, man.
Yeah, I don't know either. It is totally bizarre. I have nobody knows what it is.
Yeah.
It's weird. It reminds me of that Russian station. You did a little thing on it.
Yeah, the number station.
Many episodes back.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, that number station where it's mostly just nothing, and then there's a woman's voice that says weird numbers, and then it goes back to nothing, and that's another one. It's been around for like decades, and nobody has the foggiest fucking clue what that's about.
It just amazes me that people can't figure this out.
Yeah.
Like, with all the technology that we have, there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to figure this out.
Yeah, it's weird.
It really is.
So anyway, that's the backwards music
station. I like
station.
That one, but it fucking scares me.
Oh, you're going to hate this one. Let me turn my audio back up so we can hear this one.
Oh, God, what's this one about? Oh, God, no. I don't like this.
You getting the shivers?
Yeah.
Did you like that, Shay?
Oh my God, what the fuck?
So have you heard of the Night Stalker?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was him. The original Night Stalker is the moniker for an unidentified serial killer and rapist who murdered at least 10 people in Southern California from 1979 to 1986 and sexually assaulted at least 50 women in North California from June 1976 to July 1979. Busy. Jesus. He's a busy guy. 50 women in 3 years.
That's a lot of raping.
It is. However, the connection to the Northern California assaults was not made until 2001, at which time the perpetrator was dubbed the East Area Rapist. The original Night Stalker East Area Rapist may be considered one of the worst and most prolific unapprehended serial offenders in history.
Yeah.
And that was him.
God, that was so fucking creepy.
No shit.
Oh my God.
I know. Did it give you the goosebumps, the chills on the spine?
Was he stalking somebody at the time?
I don't know that much. I don't know that
because you can
kind of
hear someone's voice in the background.
Yeah. It's creepy as shit, right?
What was he saying, do you know?
I heard, like, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah. Oh, God, that's so fucking... They could just be anywhere.
Yeah. It's like, creepy, right?
You could look out in your woods right now and not see anything. There could be someone looking at us right there.
Thinking, I'm going to kill
my God, that's so fucking scary, man.
Yeah. You know what's weird, though?
What?
Part of me misses, like, this was in the late 70s, early 80s. Shit like this isn't going to happen anymore. Technology has sort of caught up to the fact that, like, we don't have just answering machines that we can get anonymous phone calls on anymore.
Right.
Now there's caller IDs. You can just call the, you know, call the phone company and just say, like, hey, who called my phone last night and left this fucking weird-ass message? Even if it's an, you know, blocked number or something, they can
figure
it out.
But you could do a track phone. One of those.
Yeah, you get a burner.
Get a burner.
Like a drug addict. But even then, they'll know, like, where it was bought. And, I mean, I think they could even catch, you know, figure out who bought that phone.
In theory.
Yeah.
I don't know.
With somebody like the East Area Rapist, I assume that they would.
You can get them at gas stations, figure it out. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but there's always, like, cameras and shit at gas stations.
Not always. Sometimes
you'd have to buy it on. You'd have to buy it with cash.
Yeah, of course.
At a gas station with no video surveillance.
Just wear a hat. Put it down.
Yeah. And you'd have to call it from, geez, I don't know, you'd really have to do your research to not ping a certain cell phone tower that would give away your location. And,
right.
I don't know. Seems like a hassle.
I know.
Back then, you could just call from any phone. Nobody would ever catch you, ever.
Fucking payphone.
I know.
Some alleyway.
Yeah. I guess it's good for crime. We can solve shit, but we miss the mystery part of it.
Why did they ever think a payphone in an alley would be a good idea? This never made sense to me.
You mean it's not a good idea?
No.
Huh. People like you need to make a phone call from the alley.
Well, you're going to go rape them.
What if you're getting raped in the alley?
Then it's probably...
Just pick up the phone.
Yeah, that doesn't work, though. It doesn't do anything if you just pick it up. You have to consciously okay. dial.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough, Shay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help out with these poor payphone placement schemes.
I know.
So, Shay, let's lighten the mood a little bit.
Yeah, let's do that.
That was two unsolved mysteries that creep the shit out of you.
Yes.
Let's solve a mystery tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And cheer things up a little bit.
I like it.
It's a mystery.
You're solving.
That has just popped up in the last year or two.
Okay, and you're trying to solve it.
I've solved it.
Oh.
I've gotten to the bottom of it.
Okay.
Shay, what does the fox say?
Me, 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 me.
No.
I don't know.
As it turns out, that's not what foxes sound like. Would you like to hear what a fox sounds like?
Yes. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It still sounds a little creepy.
Yeah.
But kind of happy, too.
Sounds like a dog.
Kind of like a dog. Like a small dog.
Like a yappy dog.
Yeah.
That's all that sounds like to me.
Yeah. So, mystery solved, Jay. Now we know. Now we know what the fox says.
Oh, my God.
I know.
That actually did lighten the mood quite a bit.
I don't know why people haven't figured this out before.
But I don't know.
Atomicast solved this one for you, everybody.
Boom.
This is what the fox says. Yeah. There we go. It's like he's barking along with the music. I like it. That fox has a rhythm.
Yeah. He kind of lost it.
He's cheering. That was a good one.
Yeah, he tried.
Yeah. All right, that's enough of the fucking fox.
All right.
So, Shay.
Yes, sir.
If they want to email the show, how would they do that?
Oh, we're back there now.
We are, because it's 32 minutes after now, so now we're back on course. It's like the song break happened on time.
Okay.
And we're back to where we need to be.
So you can email the show at atomicast1@gmail.com.
Call the voicemail 832-819-3867. That's 832-819.
Fump.
Yep. Social media stuff.
Atomicast.com.
You got it. Classic episodes, radio.atomicast.com.
Oh, yeah.
Get the iPhone app. But Shay, why would they want to call us or text us or email us or...
Well, clearly you're a scientific genius, so they might have they might have another mystery they need solved.
That's true. Yeah, I could solve
now
that.
You're a professional mystery solver.
That's true.
We should get a van.
Call me Sherlock Holmes.
We should get a van.
Oh, you went Scooby-Doo. I went Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
What does that say about us?
I'm clearly much more intelligent.
If we were Scooby-Doo, who would you be?
Probably Shaggy.
Who would I be? Velma.
Who's the lesbian? Yeah, I was going to say the lesbian.
I'd probably be Velma.
Yeah. You got the glasses.
Yeah, I'm kind of chunky.
Yeah.
Velma was a little bit of a chunk.
Yeah, she wasn't the hot one.
No, that was...
I don't remember her name.
Oh, shit. What was her name?
I know. Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah, and there was Fred.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Oh, what the fuck was that other girl's name?
I don't know. Daphne?
Oh, I hate that. Was it Daphne?
Daphne.
I think it was. Yeah. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Good call, Shay.
Oh,
that was going to bug the shit out of me.
I know.
I was going to have to interrupt the show to Google stuff.
Yeah, done it before.
Have you brought up why they'd want to
Oh, the mystery. For us to solve a mystery.
Yeah, we're going to do that tonight.
Or if you want to learn how to starve yourself, apparently Tim's going to be taking that journey here.
That's a pretty easy thing to do.
Just don't eat.
Yeah. Oh. So that's my advice.
Look how fucking good at solving mysteries you are.
I'm very helpful.
Or, you know, if they just want advice about life in general, because we're fucking geniuses and we can figure anything out, even if it's not actually an answer, and we just talk about it and make fun
of you.
Yeah,
we'll pretend. Yes, to that end, Shay, I have some advice column questions. Would you like to go over them with me?
Yes, please.
And find some answers to these poor people's questions?
Yes, sir.
This woman at work really bothers me. She complains, talks to herself, says something negative It's like I'm talking to that jammer thing again. Says something negative about every interaction she has or thought that goes through her head. Also, she does this gross moan dozens of times an hour. I guess she's tired or something, but it's just disgusting. I don't want to hurt her feelings, but is there any way I can let her know how much she bothers me without being rude or mean about it? I don't hate her or anything now, but wow, is she annoying. I already wear headphones most of the time, but they don't block out everything. How do you deal with a person at work that drives you fucking crazy, Shay?
If it were me, I would talk to my manager about it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What the fuck kind of advice is that?
Why?
You're trying to get this poor girl fired.
No, just to change her habits.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
That's bad advice.
What's your fucking advice?
You just ignore it and get over it.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you. Not everyone's like you, Tim.
What do you mean?
You can't ignore some shit. I couldn't ignore some big old fat honker moaning 12 times an hour.
You don't know she's fat.
I'm assuming so.
Well, she might be fat.
He says she was disgusting, so I assume.
Did she say disgusting?
I picked up.
You just, yeah, a gross moan.
Gross.
The gross moan is disgusting.
I assume if it was a nice, attractive-looking female, he would not be grossed out by her moans.
Yeah, because attractive females moan like, oh.
Have you ever thought...
Fatty smelled like, ugh.
Exactly, dude. Yeah, have you ever thought about your vinegar strokes, by the way?
I kept hearing that term. I never quite figured out what the fuck they were talking about.
The face you make when you're coming.
Oh.
Or when you're just about to come. You're like right there on the event horizon of coming.
Okay, I've never cared enough to investigate that with myself.
Dude, I thought about it the other day when I was jerking off.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, I hope no one ever looks at me when I come.
I never will. So,
yeah.
Problem solved. So, you know, I used to work with a girl that drove me completely crazy like this.
Yeah.
Like, she just yapped all fucking day, and we had these cubicles, but they were only half walls,
Like a fox?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
The cubicles were only half walls, you know, so I could literally see her all day long, and she never stopped talking, and it drove me fucking out of my mind crazy. And after working with her for just about a year and a half, it turned out she was a really nice lady, and we've since become good friends.
Okay.
We're Facebook friends now, and I really like her, and I have nothing but nice things to say now.
Okay.
But Jesus, did she drive me nuts. Sometimes it's just a matter of, like, trying to get used to a person.
You know...
And if you can't get used to somebody, you gotta, like, try to transfer departments or something. You don't bitch about them to their manager.
I mean, I wouldn't bitch about them. I would just be like, hey, listen, like, here's what's going on. It's really fucking distracting. Can you just ask her to stop, please? That's exactly what I would say, and I would have no regrets about it.
Would you ask her to stop before you went to their manager?
Yeah, probably.
That's a better thing.
That's a better thing.
Yeah, don't go to the manager. That's like tattletaling.
Well, I wouldn't phrase it as a tattletale.
What are you, a tattletaler?
Maybe.
You tattle.
And tell your wife a whole bunch of dirty secrets about you.
A friend of mine cheated.
Okay.
On one of our final exams, I sit in close proximity to him and saw the tablet he took on a 15-minute bathroom break through his jacket. After we got out of the test, I asked him if that's what it was and why he left to go to the bathroom, and he admitted he cheated. I'm torn, though. For one, I don't want to be a narc or snitch on him or whatever, because the guy's my friend, and he'll probably guess that I reported him. But I honestly feel cheated because I'll get the grade I deserved, and he won't. And I don't think I'm okay with that. What should I do?
It just sounds like a little whiny bitch. Who cares? That does not affect you in any way, shape, or form in life.
I'm a very poor actor, but I feel like I got my point across there.
Yeah, you did.
He's being a whiny cunt. He needs to knock it off. Who cares?
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
He's going to go off and do some other completely different job that has no bearing on your life.
Yeah.
You fucking pussy.
I agree.
It's weird to me. You fucking faggot pussy.
Yeah, tattletales are faggot pussies. That's for sure.
Yeah.
That's a good point that you brought up, Shay. If you tattletale. If you're a tattletale. you're a faggot pussy.
Next question,
I was trying not to say faggot because I hate that word. I'm an 18-year-old virgin, and I have pretty low confidence. As a result, over the past couple of years, I've been a recluse, and I'm starting to sexualize almost every girl I see. I can't talk to girls anymore because I find it way too awkward, but I don't have problems talking to boys. I think this may have something to do with me not seeing them as people, rather just for sex. I never had this mindset before. I don't know it's I know it's detrimental and misogynistic, and this is why I'm trying to change. I feel like an asshole, even though my brain does it self-consciously. Any advice? I'm going to try to stop watching porn and maybe even stop masturbating for a while as a mental reboot.
God, that's not going to help anything at all. I was going to say,
it's going to make it way worse.
Go buy a prostitute, man.
Dude, I knew that was going to be your advice.
Yeah.
And I think that you're right.
Yeah.
I really do.
Just get this out of your system. Go fuck a hooker.
But you know, I think a lot of this too, he's 18 years old.
Yeah.
I think a lot of this is hormones. Just 18-year-old kid stuff.
Yeah.
I had this.
Oh, yeah.
I sexualized all sorts of people that are not attractive at all when I was 18 because you're just so fucking...
I know.
Hormonal and horny and crazy. You're out of your mind with this shit. And I don't think him being a virgin has much to do with it.
Maybe a little bit. Maybe a little bit to do with it. If just because he's extra horny because he's never had it.
Yeah, if he's obsessing over it a little bit, maybe.
Yeah.
But I think you don't expect that shit to go away either. You're still going to be all out of your fucking mind from 18 to 23 or something.
He's like living out exactly the plot of American Pie.
That's true.
Virgin, just overly sexual, and
that's an excellent point. So how did the American Pie guys solve it?
He fucked a pie.
Yeah, that Jason Biggs did.
Oh, and then he fucked the band girl.
Mm-hmm.
So he needs to go fuck a band girl.
Well, they all solved it in different ways, right?
Because that's how Jason Biggs solved it.
The football, the lacrosse player guy.
Yeah,
he fell madly in love. And they made love. They didn't have sex. They made love.
They made
sweet, beautiful love together.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah.
With who?
With that girl from American Beauty.
Oh, the ugly one.
Yeah, the weird looking one.
Yeah, she's not attractive.
The one dude banged Stifler's mom.
That's right. Yes, he did.
And wasn't there another dude?
Yeah, and he fucked Tara Reid.
That's right.
He
wasn't a virgin, right? They'd been fucking for a while.
Yeah, maybe they broke up. I forget.
I hated that guy. He was the worst.
I know.
God, there's something about his attitude.
Yeah.
Oh, punchable face, that kid.
I know.
Had that half smile all the time, that goofy little half fucking smile.
Oh.
What a douche.
Good old days. Anyway, go buy a prostitute, kid.
Yeah. Recently, I've been feeling the effects of going to a different school than all the kids I grew up with. I rarely see them now, but it wasn't always that way. I've made great friends with the kids at my school, especially the seniors, and now they are leaving. I'm a junior, and our class of 40 is extremely close. But whenever they hang out outside of school, it's usually just to go smoke pot, and I'm not really into that. What should I do to keep away this feeling of being alone in the world?
I have absolutely no idea.
No?
No.
Nothing?
Go do stuff with your friends.
But they smoke pot.
Then don't smoke pot. Just go hang out with them.
Yeah. I would say... just get fucking used to feeling alone in the world because this is what the world is.
I mean, eventually, yeah. You don't have tons of friends. You have a few, and that's it.
Graduating high school, it's too young when you graduate high school. But I had a very lonely couple of years in high school and college and after college and up until today, Shay.
Up until just now, today.
Up until just when you pulled into the driveway. And then when you leave, it's just going to happen again.
Dude, that's so sweet.
No, I think part of this is just people romanticizing what it's like in movies and shit, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because life's not like that.
No.
And it's not going to be. You can go to college and you'll make a lot of friends. You'll have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
After college is over, you'll likely talk to two of the people, of the 100 friends that you had in college.
I talked to zero of them. Yeah. Absolutely zero.
Yeah, from my college, it's zero, too.
Yeah.
From my high school, it's zero.
Well, you talked to one.
Who's that?
Fabish.
Yeah, we didn't go to high school together.
Oh, that's right. Because you went to the Catholic school.
I did. Yeah, from my high school, it's none.
Yeah, that's right.
Handful from grade school.
Yeah.
Which is weird. But then, my two best friends, you and Johnny, I made well after high school and college. Uh-huh. This is what life is. You go through phases where you just, friends drift away and it sucks.
Yeah.
You just gotta fucking get past it.
Yep.
And that's it.
Hang out with your friends now while you can, even if you don't approve of what they're doing.
Yeah.
Get over it.
Exactly. Smoke weed, dude. It's not that bad.
Duh.
Just try it.
Yeah.
Don't be a pussy.
You'll like it.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Hey, don't be a pussy. Let's peer pressure this guy into smoking some weed.
You fucking pussy. Smoke that weed.
Anyway, Shay.
Yes,
if
sir.
If they want advice, call them questions answered, email us.
At atomicast1@gmail.com.
Yeah. Anyway, where are we at? Time for news?
Yeah, we can do the news.
Yeah, let's do the news.
You caught me right in the middle of taking a drink.
Yeah, that's how I roll, dude.
So thanks for
I try to find some awkward times to do stuff. Was that an awkward enough time? or should I aim for
awkwardly
more awkward?
Awkwardly enough, yes.
Next time I'll aim for even more awkward.
I don't think you need to.
Okay.
All right, time for some news. Hey, Tim. So if you got held hostage...
You fucking did the same thing to me. You jerk off.
If you were being held hostage,
yeah,
how would you alert the authorities?
Okay, see, I know the answer to this one.
Yeah.
Because I just was watching Beauty and the Beast with my daughter.
Uh-huh.
So I know that the right answer is that if I'm being held hostage, I just end up falling in love with my captor and then marrying them.
That's the correct answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's exactly the opposite of what happened here.
Okay.
Hostage saves herself via Pizza Hut app. Please help get 911 to me. She ordered like a sausage and pepper, a large sausage and pepperoni pizza.
The order notes she put, help.
Yes.
Oh, that's brilliant.
It's fucking intelligent.
That's smart. How did she get the Pizza Hut app on her
phone? I don't know.
And if she had a phone, why didn't she just fucking call 911?
I mean, that's the other thing.
Yeah.
But I don't know. She still got saved. They all got out of there fine.
Yeah. I like the story. Did the police bring a pizza?
No.
That's my other question.
No, they didn't. They left. Pizza didn't even make it. They just called the cops.
Well, what the fuck, dude?
I know. Right? That's the most bullshit part about this.
I know.
There's not even a pizza.
I know. That's really bullshit.
You just got held hostage and you don't have a fucking pizza.
There's way too
many. And you know that by the time you get out of the police station, all the pizza places are going to be closed.
Yeah.
You're not going to get a fucking pizza until tomorrow.
They're going to get stale donuts and bad coffee from the police department.
Yeah. And you don't want a frozen pizza.
No.
You don't want a frozen. You want something hot and just made by fucking professionals at Pizza Hut.
That's right. The professionals at Pizza Hut. Fuck Pizza Hut, man. I'm angry at them now. I can tell you are, too. You're getting all worked up about it.
Oh, yeah. I am.
Yeah.
Very angry. Anywho. Hey, Tim, if you go to Mosul, Iraq, there is a 5-star hotel that you can stay at now.
Oh, great. I'll book my plane ticket tomorrow.
The Islamic State opens luxury hotel, but guests face beheading if they break the rules.
It's a 5-star hotel, and they'll behead you if you break the rules. What kind of rules?
The 262-bed 5-star hotel, once voted the best place to stay in Iraq, has had an ISIS makeover with manicured gardens and freshly polished marble floors. Let's see. Patrons risk amputation or beheading for failing to adhere to Islamic rules that govern the area. I'm trying to find some of the rules.
Yeah, I want to hear some of the rules that are deserving of getting your head chopped off.
They don't really go into it at all.
If you steal something, you get your hand chopped off, right?
Right.
Is that still a true thing?
Yes.
Okay.
If you're gay, you get like burnt or stoned or something.
Okay.
Yeah. They don't really go into much of it.
Yeah. 5-star hotel though, huh?
Yeah. Controlled by ISIS, where you could be beheaded for
fancy
seeing your wife's torso.
I should go there.
You should. A Nebraska woman is suing every homosexual ever in federal court.
Well, that seems reasonable.
A 66-year-old Nebraska woman, the self-appointed legal counsel and ambassador for God and his son, Jesus Christ.
Of course.
Let me get an amen.
Of course, yeah, Jesus Christ.
Has filed a lawsuit against all the gay men and women of planet Earth.
Okay.
Sylvia Ann Driscoll is asking a federal judge to rule that the defendants, homosexuals,
right,
are acting in defiance of religious and moral laws in a case filed as Driscoll versus Homosexuals.
What the fuck?
She cites a number of Bible verses and blah, blah, blah. I don't care.
I can't wait till she dies.
Oh, dude, no shit. People like that.
Separation of church and state, Shay.
Yeah, duh.
I'm going to write her a letter.
Shawshank prison escape ends 56 years later with a cinematic stakeout. So you like The Shawshank Redemption.
I do.
Of course.
Who doesn't?
Everybody does. So for 56 years, this guy has been William Harold Cox. He escaped from prison 56 years ago. At the time, let's see.
Spit it out, Shane.
Sorry, it's just...
Jesus, spit it.
Okay, back in the summer of 1957, he was a 20-year-old kid with a full head of dark hair and a lead foot. One night in July, he was speeding through Ohio when he hit and killed a pedestrian. Freshwaters was sentenced to up to 20 years in prison, only to have the sentence suspended. He squandered his good fortune. He violated probation by climbing back into the driver's seat and was locked up in February of 1959 in the Ohio State Reformatory.
Good for him. What a douche.
Yeah. So he ended up escaping. I'm going on too long with this. It's getting boring.
So he got out.
He got out, and he was gone for 56 years before they finally caught him down in Florida.
Oh, because they caught him just recently?
Yeah. They just caught him. It's weird that they would even give a shit about that.
No kidding. This many years later. So it's been, so that was in 1959 he escaped?
Yeah.
So 55 years ago?
Yeah.
So 56. He's got to be.
Yeah.
He's 96 years old?
Oh, I said he's 56. So he was 20, so plus 56, he's 76.
Yeah, I'm really surprised that they gave a shit.
And they put him back in prison for the remainder of his sentence.
Really?
Yeah.
How much longer was his sentence?
A few years, I believe.
Okay, so he'll probably die in there.
Yeah, that seems very likely.
Yeah.
I think he's wheelchair bound. Well, oh, no, 18 years remaining on his manslaughter sentence.
Oh, shit, yeah, he'll die in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel bad for him, I guess, but you kill the person, you got nothing, and then you fuck that up, so go to hell.
Yeah, pretty much.
Basically, just fucking go to hell.
Well, that sounds like what he's going to do.
Yeah, good. Good riddance.
Mysterious fuck sign appears briefly above Seattle Starbucks. In the wee hours of the morning, this morning, an incredible moment of subversive street art or outright and complete vandalism, depending on your opinion.
Art
was enacted over the top of the Starbucks Cafe in Seattle, Washington.
Did you do it, Shay?
I did not.
You were just in Seattle.
I was, but this took place this morning. So I got a picture there. It just says, fuck Starbucks.
I see that.
Massively.
Holy shit, that's like...
That's impressive.
That's really impressive.
I know.
And how long was that up there?
It was done this morning.
Wow.
Yeah.
That seems like that would have taken like months of planning.
Time. I know. But it's really cool because I like that story because I really hate Starbucks. I hate the fucking whole Starbucks culture that we live
in. You don't hate the company. You hate the people that go there.
Yeah, I hate the people that go there.
Yeah. I don't mind it.
Yeah.
I like their pumpkin lattes, dude.
I know you do. You're all about those spiced pumpkin lattes.
Oh, my God.
God, so good. You're so gay. You should dunk your balls in a nice hot one.
Pumpkin shit is so good in October and November.
And then your balls will just die.
Why do you want my balls to die, Shay?
Because you're... all hard over fucking pumpkin spice lattes.
I like a pumpkin spice, Shay. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
I forget the name of the one I like.
It doesn't matter.
Mocha cookie crumble.
Yeah, and who's the gay one now? Mocha cookie crumble.
Oh, baby. Oreos?
And look at you, hating on Starbucks and then basically orgasming at the thought of a mocha cookie crumble.
Well, that's fair.
What an idiot.
I suppose that's fair, you fucking son of a bitch.
What an idiot.
Don't call me out on shit, man.
Too late.
Don't call me out like that.
Too late. You know that's how I roll.
Well, stop rolling that way. Start walking upright.
No. Shay, I think we're done here. Yeah. Are we out of show?
I think we're out of show.
52 minutes in.
Yeah, we're out of show.
We can just call it done.
Yeah, we're out of show.
We'll just call it done.
We're done.
We'll just call it done.
Yeah, and I'm sufficiently creeped out by your fucking mystery.
Do you want to play him again?
Yes, actually. Play the second. Yes.
Sounds like he's masturbating, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
I wonder if he is.
He's coming.
God, I'm getting the shivers again. Oh, I hate that. All right. I can't do it.
Oh, man.
I can't do it. That was enough.
Dude.
That was enough.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. That was very scary.
So, Shay.
Yes, sir.
Email.
You can email the show at atomicast1@gmail.com.
Voicemail 832-819-3867. That's 832-819.
Dumb.
Social media, atomicast.com.
Classic episodes and all that good shit.
Yeah, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. Signing off, this is Tim.
This is Shay. Go fuck yourself, Ohio.
For classic episodes, tune in to radio.atomicast.com and listen live on Wednesdays at 9 Central.